All right. Good morning, everyone. So my name is Tim Powell. I'm the surveillance chief at the Virginia Department of Health in the general communicable disease area, and I also do a fair amount of informatics work there. So what I'd like to talk with you about this morning is how the journey we've taken actually there to create some visual analytics and opportunities for our staff to be able to interact with the data in manners that they have historically not been able to do so. All right. Okay, so what we're going to cover today is a little bit of background, the initial efforts that we went through, because this has really been a phased approach, and then where we're at today with our enterprise solution, and then where we're hoping to go as we continue to evolve this, because it's a never-ending journey. So to start off, again, we're an ed state, so we've been using the CDC-supplied NBS system since 2005. Customized it. It's the VED system now as opposed to the NED system because it's ours. What VEDS provides us obviously is an integrated surveillance platform, you know, web-based interface so that our users can go enter their morbidity into it. They can interact with that information. It all operates off of a SQL Server infrastructure. So for both transactional purposes, we have an operational data store. And then we have a reporting database. You know, ETL occurs between the two for the different purposes. And that reporting side operates off of a SaaS-based reporting infrastructure. So users come to the application. They define a report that they either a canned report that they want to run, or they are able to structure their own custom-built one off of one of the data marts underlying, click run, see results, or click download and dump a file that they can then interact with in some manner in other softwares. So the initial efforts that we undertook, you know, Virginia has a disseminated system. We have approximately 40 epidemiologists in the field, as well as those that are in central office. So we have a reasonably large user base. And there's varying levels of skill amongst all of those epidemiologists. So we wanted to endeavor to minimize the acquisition and the working with those data in order to allow those staff to answer the questions for their health directors, the media, the public around them. Additionally, we needed to overcome some software limitations. So Virginia, early on in the FEP journey, had been able to provide SaaS to many of our field staff. And over the journey, you know, the number of years that passed, we ended up having to actually take a lot of those SaaS licenses back, which really created a gap. And we had people in the field going, well, how do I answer these questions? How do I provide the statistics to the world around me? And that's challenging. You know, you're an epidemiologist. You need to be able to do these things. Additionally, we wanted to empower people to actually look at the data. I mean, it sounds terrible, but we're all really, really busy. You know, you're conducting investigations. You're responding to outbreaks. And you're trying to answer all those questions for everyone who needs an answer now. And that's it, it's the now. If you're pulling data, processing, it can take some time to get to that. How many of these were there during that time frame? You know, those aren't things that just jump off the top of your head. So the first aspect of this journey really evolved when the CDC released EpiInfo 7. I believe that was towards the end of 2011. It really introduced this brand new way to interact with data. So we all know and love EpiInfo. I think we all do. I mean, I know I've used it forever. But with this release, they dropped the visual dashboard. So this was really branching out from that really code-centric approach to I'm going to type, you know, I'm going to structure some code, I'm going to get an output to. Here's a canvas, and you can drag and drop and click, and you can create pretty pictures that actually are very meaningful because it allows people to understand that information that you're trying to share with them more effectively. You know, second bullet there, it's available to all users regardless of IT resources. That's huge, you know, particularly with disseminated staff. You know, you can download the zip file, and boom, you're running right then and there. And one of the things that I really liked and was kind of the first step in this was that ability to share those Canvas files that you're creating. So as long as you're able to connect to a common data source, that Canvas file is going to open it. It's going to show you that analysis. So for our district users who may have gone to the VED system. They downloaded their data set, created some, you know, amazing visualization from it. If they dropped that in a, you know, a share drive that others had access to, they could just send them that Canvas file. They could open that Canvas file from the email on their desktop and poof, it's there. You know, like magic. You know, I know that many of our health directors liked this. They thought this was a great way to, you know, have it at their fingertips. So almost a game changer for us as we approach this going forward. Now, that said, we went through a few phases here with this. So as you're seeing at the very top row there, this was phase one. You know, somebody goes to the system, they run a report, they obtain their data, go back, clean your data, because we all, you know, that takes an additional amount of time, analyze your data, and then do something with it. Okay, we all do this. We've done this forever. The second phase was really where we started to see that opportunity to grab your data, run that, you know, obtain the data, build a Canvas file, and share. That was great. People really liked this, but they're still going, I've got to remember to, with some scheduled frequency, go to the system, download my data, put it in the share drive, remind people that they have this thing, and poof, there's your data. There's your analysis for you. So we decided that, you know, we can do a little bit better with this. So I'll show you what we did, but the end state of this was that epidemiologist has Canvas file, they open Canvas file, and data renders fresh as of the last data mart run within our system. So there was we cut out the go get your data, bring your data in, process it, and open it up. So the mechanism by which we did so was this, our phase three workflow. In the first step, the VED system itself does the RDB build, you know, so it's going from our transactional side, the ETL occurs, you get your data marts. Once that occurs, we structured a number of views that we felt were going to represent what the users were going to need. At this phase, we assumed that most people really don't need identifiers in order to conduct case counts and things like that. So we were able to pare down the scope of the data that we're providing to them. So thusly, the building more structured, you know, custom views for that. Second phase there, we call it OMS. Realistically, it's just a non-VED server. So we didn't want to impact our production environment. So we use OMS for a number of different reporting purposes. So we just copied those views over to OMS as tables. From there, we constructed specific views in order to apply data restrictions. We could have done this at a database level with the permissions, but figured it was that much added security just to create very specific views that were going to be connected to. And we also created specific credentials on the server so that, and this is truly one of the greatest features of EpiInfo, is that you're able to embed credentials in it if you're connecting to a database. And once you've done so, those credentials are hashed, you're not seeing them, and it's just going to connect every time. The end user doesn't even have to think about it. They don't have to remember passwords, anything like that. Boom, it's there for them. So we then took those views, and I actually did this work myself, was just connect to the view. So open EpiInfo, create a new dashboard, connect to a SQL Server instance, plug in that unique username and password for the locality, read in that view. I did the master template one time, which was just create something so that when they open it, they're not getting a blank canvas. It was case counts by year by condition, something simple like that. But save that. I was able to then go to the next one, make the connection, copy the XML from that one, paste it in the other, and I'm done. And I was able to iterate over those handful of hours, and I did all our jurisdictions. Attach that Canvas file to an email, send it to the district user and say, here you go. What you can do with this now is create those views that are going to empower you, your director, essentially anyone within your internal stakeholder group there. And you can do it once, you can do it twice, you can do it three times, because if you copied that file, you could just keep saving versions of it. So that, you know, if you had the health director view, That's for their purpose. If you have the Epi view, that's theirs. There's the nurse's view. Pretty empowering, I think. So here's a high-level example of what these things looked like. Pretty pictures. We like colorful bar charts, things like that. I mean, it does impact with different users in different manners. I mean, we can go, well, I understand data. I like looking at tables, and that's fine. We can like looking at tables, but other people don't want to look at tables necessarily to understand the information you're trying to share with them. Note on the upper right there, that's just a clip from the top right of a Canvas file. What this is showing you is that for this particular, this was a view of salmonellosis. So this would have been a central office. This was folks at the state level that could just see this. It's reading in 14,000 records right here. Herein lies one of the limitations for EpiInfo. When you open a Canvas file, it's essentially reading all those data into your local machine. At the time that we started this, we were using incredibly robust machines with like 4 gig of RAM, and the poor things would just start choking. You can see this the data load forever. As we started to boost the resources on these local machines, performance improved dramatically. But it's amazing when you tell people that I actually analyze data. I need more than a desktop that you can operate Word on. Just getting them to believe that you need this takes time. So there were some challenges. At the district level, it really seemed fine because we're, you know, a much smaller slice of data was going to them. But they were also getting all conditions in one workbook. So depending upon how big the population was in that jurisdiction, it could have been a bit of a burden for load times. Overall, though, people seemed really happy. And this was a very viable working solution for a long time. In fact, people still are using this. That said, you know, as of 2016, the agency decided that we wanted to have an enterprise-level solution for data visualizations, and Tableau was chosen as that product that we were going to use, which I was very excited about. I'm a big fan of Tableau prior to that. The difference here is that, and I'll show you a couple of these in a moment, with the Canvas files from EpiInfo, the end user is able to make those custom visualizations. I could send them that template file, and then they could make all the different iterations for the different audiences that they needed to serve within the health department. When we're talking about Tableau, we're really talking about a much more structured solution. So, as you'll see in just a moment, it was focused around answering frequently asked questions. Now, I'm fairly motivated to do this. I'm not a fan of doing the same action over and over and over again, and it's really hard to break from that model. So if, for example, my state epidemiologist needed to answer a reporter's question, she would have to either pick up the phone and find somebody at their desk, because we all can be around, or send an email and say, can you answer this question? It's timely. I need it now. And hopefully somebody sees that request or gets that voicemail and, you know, download my data, process my data, and ultimately answer that question. Instead, I know that she needs to answer these same things over and over, so let's give her a format to do so. Additionally, it's the way we've structured it on a Tableau server. It's available to all staff. So what you're seeing here is the first generation of this for internal users. Lots of pretty pictures. Now, they're not just pretty pictures, though, because every element within this is interactive. So you have filters at the top level that let you go to geography. But if, for example, I needed to know for 2017 cases of Campylobacter, what was the racial distribution, you can click on that cell, and all these tables at the bottom here are going to filter to answer that question right then and there. Same on the right-hand side. I need number of cases year to date. As of this, honestly, this was created because we had a whopping Hep A outbreak last year, and that question kept getting answered. So I was like, done with that. Let's go ahead and build this in about an hour, put it up there, and questions stopped coming, which I don't want people not ask me questions. I just don't want to answer the same question over and over and over again if I can help you answer it yourself, which led to that bottom one. We need incidence map of blah for this time frame. Fine. You know, this was actually kind of fun. We linked to the population table in our data warehouse, so it's dynamically calculating incidence for every condition for every year. like that. So, and giving you a screenshotable map. So fun stuff. The problem here is that I then have my state epi say, well, why can't I answer all of my questions with this? And I say, well, because I only do general communicable disease, so that's what we've got. So this is what you will be dropping into our server probably sometime this month. And the only, you may not have noticed, but now the upper left corner of it says for the entire Office of Epi, because we've started to join data from our disparate systems together into those underlying views so that, you know, people can answer all of their questions in one place versus going to many places. And we also had to add caveats in the top there to make sure that all the stakeholders were happy. Otherwise, not much is changing. We also had the need to make data publicly available. So this is a viz that's available to the lay population. So a lot of folks are doing community health assessments now. Our leadership said we want to push out data around these topic areas. This is what we make publicly available. There's the URL if you just are dying to see how we're using all our different data sources in Tableau. Same idea, though. People are able to dynamically see the cases and incidents by county, district, region, and for the state pretty rapidly. I mean, speed of thought type of thing. This will change over time. This was our first iteration through the process. Next steps. I am running out of time, so I'm speeding up. Some more detailed dashboards for more programmatic measures. What we discovered is people said, well, that's case counts are lovely, but what else? You know, how what's the burden on our staff? Things like that. So things like this where we're able to show the workload for individual investigators. That apparently has been tremendously valuable. We're also going to then now look at expanding it, potentially providing some more identifiable data, because we can do row-level data access. We just have to have our environment evolve a little bit more. I've done this before in other settings, and it works wonderfully in Tableau. And really, I don't know what's coming next. I know that it's been a nonstop, can we do this? Can we do that? Yeah, well, probably. Tell me what you want, and we'll figure it out, because empowerment that these visualizations have created has been tremendous. I mean, people are really, I think, embracing this and seeking out the answers to their questions as opposed to like, it's a pain. How quickly can I get it? You can get it now. So thanks to all of the staff that I work with who have, you know, humored me as I come and ask them for annoying questions or ask them to do many things for me. That's about it. Questions? None? I was thorough, apparently. So that was...
Can you hear me? Is this on? Okay. My name's Taylor. I'm from Multnomah County in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome. We are in the process of doing a similar thing with our communicable disease group. My question for you is, if you need to calculate, like, a five-year, year-to-date, or something like that, are you calculating that in the SQL server that's putting out to Tableau, or are you doing that within Tableau?
I'm doing it all within Tableau.
Okay, and are you using R?
No. I don't even... That's what's really surprising is Tableau has a ton of built-in just natural functionality. If you're looking to do much more robust statistical analysis, yeah, I'm going to connect to R, and I'm going to do those in that analysis on the R server and feed it back. But things like average and all that, that's base functionality because it's not just our domain that wants to answer things like that. So they've figured other business needs it. It's there. And truly, like, 2 minutes to make it happen. So, yeah.
Hi, I'm Hart. I'm from Rhode Island. So I'm an epi and an informatics person. This is all very inspiring, very interesting. I did wonder, we're interested in kind of decreasing the amount of time it takes to acquire data from our databases as well. I currently do that for a lot of our epis, and we could definitely make that process smoother. But one thing I'm not doing is cleaning the data for my epis. That's something that they do on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering at what point does that happen, and are the epis aware of how the data has been processed? You know, are they getting this ready-made file, and do they know what has been done to it by the time they're working with it?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the source of the data for these is coming out of within the NED system is the core data mart. So these are data that have already gone through the entire ETL process. They're case count equals one, so it's those things that we have classified as official morbidity and gone along. Now, I'm very comfortable showing them the dirt that is present within that. I don't know if you noticed in the wrong direction. We'll get, you know, that guy. Unknown. You know, we get unknowns in here. It doesn't get better until you actually show the, you know, that there are issues with the data. So, but otherwise, these are data objects that they're used to interacting with. So if they go to you know, NEDS, for example, and just are pulling out a data set, it's the exact same data. I'm doing no transformations to it. Other than, even, and this is really at the Tableau level even, I'm kind of streamlining some of the racial groups, you know, just aggregating them down. But, yeah, they're, it's pretty transparent what's happening here. Yeah.
Hi, Alistair from Seattle King County.
Yeah.
Are your internal and external facing dashboards running on the same server?
No.
Okay, so you have two servers.
Yeah, and I think we talked really briefly the other day. That's one of our challenges coming up is that all those public-facing ones, they're on Tableau Public. So we package them up, push them out to Tableau Public, and then just render them in one of our web pages. And we realized that that's risky, but it was the road we had to take to get stuff out. And so we are actually going through the process right now to completely re-architect our, you know, our Tableau infrastructure so that we will have an internal box and an external box, and also we'll quit having to do extracts and push them out. I mean, because that goes back to the push the button. I'm going to do the same thing over and over. I'm, you know, everything else, it needs to be a, you know, a data extract that's going to, you know, refresh on a, you know, prescribed schedule.
Cool.
So,
thanks.
Yeah.
Good morning. My name is Veronica. I'm from the Vermont Department of Health, and
yeah,
we also use NDS. And we've been doing, or trying to, been do a lot of these kind of interactive dashboards for our district EPIs so they can do better data quality checks.
Sure.
So within Tableau, you know, when you see like this unknown, can they somehow click on unknown and get a line list so they can then go in and correct that data, or if their blanks are missing?
Hypothetically, yes, they could if I built that for them. We haven't gone down that road yet. It's, I think the other one, you know, this guy that I showed here, this actually will answer that question. So, for example, if you, I don't know what the colors are, but if you clicked on this, it's going to filter everything, but it's, I got their question, well, how can I go back and fix this? So you're getting actually the investigation ID there so they can quickly just go and do it. And this was the first where, you know, the others I'm filtering to case count. This is everything because we want to see when it wasn't an investigate, you know, wasn't a counted case or things like that.
And one more question. You might have answered this, but I'm not sure. Was this a purchase made by Communicable Disease or by the Virginia Department of Health?
So the way Tableau came into the agency originally was through the, I'm going to miss it, it's the block grant for chronic disease, those type of things. For us, it's our family of Office of Family Health Services, so I don't really know that, but it's a grant that has much more flexibility than most of ours. So that was the initial purchase to get it in, but we are now going through the process of figuring out how do we create this as a sustainable environment, because there are recurring, annual recurring costs, and so we as an agency need to go, ooh, we like this a lot. This is helping us, so it's an agency resource now.
Hi, Joe from Michigan. Really quickly, enjoyed the presentation thoroughly. Two questions I had was, especially for the publicly facing data,
mm-hmm.
how do you deal with data suppression? And then Tableau and other applications seem very, very good at visualizing the data, but not necessarily interpreting data. So have you had any issues with that, especially with the public-facing information?
Those are great questions. For the suppression, what we're making publicly available right now is the previous year. So no, there's no suppression because we publish that anyway in our annual reports. We are in the process, though, of moving from what is today our monthly report that, you know, stick out a PDF and let them go. We're switching over, and that's where the question's coming up. And there are larger discussions at an agency level of what actually is our rules around data suppression, because if you go to different programs, you're going to get a totally different set of answers. So we're trying to answer that foundationally. I think we're going with no, we're not suppressing anything. Because you can get it at the end of the year. And the second part of that question was, sorry.
Interpretation
interpretation. So a fair amount of effort's gone into thinking about what we're actually presenting, you know, because it is challenging. And I'll say honestly that that chart, I had a lot of concerns about putting it out there, but we actually met with some consultants who came in, and they're like, have you thought about doing this? I mean, and the girl, the young lady who proposed this, she is like very well known nationally in the Tableau community. She's like, you ought to try it out. This is it. And it, if you spend a couple of moments, you go, oh, okay, I get it. You know, this is the trend of top things over time, and it all goes up and down. So, and I, what I've tried to do is to pull a very large, as large an audience as I can. You know, people who are not Epis or otherwise, and say, does this make any sense to you? I ask my wife these things. Like, please go look at this. Does it make any sense? And so that's kind of our process. I mean, and it's interesting because you'll see all these are the different categories. I mean, that's really crappy. But all the different categories. And there's variability. We're not presenting things in the exact same way every time, but there's been a lot of energy. And that little information thing, if you hover over that, it pops up a floating window with all the data descriptions and what things mean in there. So it's a lot of information. And that's the problem. This Tableau does not do real well for this static presentation. You know, there's tool tips here that if you hover over that, it's going to go, here, this was, you know, represents these type of things. So it helps you explain what is meant by this when you're actually touching it and interacting with it. So I probably have to get down from here. So...